Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
They managed to enrage Mavs fans all over again when, right after our show yesterday, the word spread that select media members were going to be limited in how they could report the private meeting between Nico Harrison and some DFW media. And this guy is the one that everyone is bringing up as having some possible incidents back and forth with Nico. Nui Scruggs was on with us. And he brought up Tim McMahon's name over and over again.
Tim has never been one to shy away.
Yeah.
If he has to get his hands dirty, he will get his hands dirty.
And the great Tim McMahon is joining us, ESPN television star, of course.
Author.
The Nico book is out, and he's in Sacramento for the play-in game tonight. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Howdy, partners. How you doing? It's the Luca book, to be clear. The Nico book, maybe that's down the road. I don't know.
That's a 30 for 30, and I would start writing it now because it's fascinating and maddening to Mavs fans. What did you go in expecting, Tim, when you got that message to attend, and what did you get?
Well, honestly, the first thing we had to do was basically say, hey, we need to record our own audio. And so the Mavericks PR listened to us, understood that, you know, and relented on what originally was going to be, you can't record your own audio. So we got that taken care of. And then, like, I knew I was going to ask very direct questions. You know, the guy, you know, Nico has addressed this publicly. I talked to him briefly the night of the trade. And then the next day he did the media in Cleveland, which was just the first part of Jay Kidd's regular pregame session. And then he has not been available to the media since. Obviously, there has been a lot that's happened since. So I knew how I was going to ask very direct questions, you know, what anybody else was going to do. You know, I don't care, to be real honest with you. But, you know, other people asked, I thought, similar direct questions. I might have been a little bit more aggressive with follow-ups. And then, you know, you have to get to the, like, you have to make him explain the logic of the trade, where there's a lot of places where even if you wanted to trade Luka Doncic, the trade that they made, there's a lot of places where the logic just completely does not make sense. You had to get him to try to explain that. Defense wins championships is not an explanation for creating, by your own words, a 3 to 4 year time frame, right, going right into when you owe all the picks from building the finals team that you built around Luka Doncic. That doesn't make sense. You know, telling me, like, Not capitalizing on the ability to give him a supermax instead of having to do everything secretly. If you want to trade him, supermax him. You can't trade him now. Can't trade him this summer. You got to wait a year and a half to trade him from the deadline, from last deadline. But then you can maximize his value because you can put him up on the block to the highest bidder and not have to do it all hush-hush, as Nico said. And you know, then you, like, you can't try to tell me the guy, you don't know if the guy was going to sign the Supermax.
Yeah.
Dude, like, we do know that. We've heard him say that, and we have seen him. We've seen tears flow down his face.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was closed on a house. Like, that's beyond a reasonable doubt, okay? So don't tell me that. You know, so I had to press on that. And then, you know, I was asking a lot of questions about decisions that he's made to run off extremely accomplished and respected people in the Mavericks health and performance group. You know, I think that you will soon see exactly why I was so aggressive in asking those questions.
Tim, you know, it's obvious they're dug in, you know, but are they dug in because they really truly believe the Casey Smith move, the Luka trade, they all were the right moves, or are they dug in like a guy is when he knows he's wrong and the girls got him cornered and they just won't admit that they're wrong?
I don't know if Nico thinks he was wrong. I really don't. And listen, that's tough. That's tough. You know, I thought the most revealing thing that happened, though, in that whole press conference yesterday was when Christian Clark of The Athletic kind of followed me up on the whole, hey, time frame into the Pixo thing and said, I'm paraphrasing, but do you envision being the general manager when those picks are due? And Nico said that he had 3 years left on his contract and he planned to finish out that contract. If you have a guy in who's running your franchise, who's worried about the next 3 years and then, oh, well, good luck with that, brother.
Did you think there was a chance he was going to resign yesterday or that was going to come this offseason? No.
No. First of all, Nico's not resigning. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I'm due 7 figures for the next 3 years, I ain't giving it up. You know, and listen, man, Nico is a very proud man. You know, you can say egotistic, whatever you want to call it. He's not stepping down. Now, if Nico Harrison's no longer running the Mavericks front office, that would be Patrick DeMont's decision.
Tim McMahon from ESPN joining us here on 105 Through the Fan, the author of the new book, The Wonder Boy. Tim, you mentioned DeMont there, and we talked about, we don't know if Nico really regrets it. Do you think DeMont at this point potentially has any regret? And what is the likelihood that you think DeMont could say, all right, Nico, I'm fed up, though, and so I'm making this call and saying you're done?
I can't speculate on the likelihood because I would be surprised if that happens this summer, but I'm speculating there, you know? So not a whole lot of value in me guessing on live on the air. Does he realize that there might have been a potentially disastrous mistake made? I don't know Rick Welch tried to tell us that Patrick DeMont played basketball growing up, kind of made a little joke, doesn't look like it, whatever. I'm not sure that Patrick DeMont knows very much about basketball. I'll put it politely. He does know a lot about business. He does know when a franchise is bleeding out money. You know, he does know when revenue has plummeted since this trade, which, by the way, I reported that they've lost dozens of millions of dollars in revenue since the trade. Rick Welch was asked about that and pretended to misunderstand the question. Oh, no, that was under Mark Cuban. No, that's now. Trust me, that's now. When you're bleeding out financially like that, I think that's a situation that Patrick DeMont certainly understands. And, hey, man, like, you can't just ignore the optics.
Yeah.
Or the atmosphere, the vibe. Patrick DeMont wasn't in the American Airlines Center when Luka returned, but I'm sure he watched on TV. Did you guys watch on TV? Yeah, did you kind of get a feel for what that was like?
Yeah.
When Luka was scoring 45 and when the game began and ended with standing ovations for him, followed immediately after by Fire Nico chants. Like, dude, it's a tough scene.
Yeah. Tim, what did you think when Rick Welts, the CEO, compared this trade to Monte Ellis and Andrew Bogut in Golden State?
Brother, dude, okay, first of all, Rick Welts was nice guy. He is a...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hall of Famer. Okay, he's here to get the arena done primarily, first and foremost. He got the Chase Center done. You know, he's an ideas guy, like All-Star Weekend's his baby. He doesn't need to be discussing trades. I mean, and he was trying to, like, throw Nico a little, you know, life raft or shield him a little bit. He didn't only compare zero-time All-Star Monte Ellis, who at the time was fresh off four trips to the lottery, to the Luka Doncic deal. He compared Stephon Marbury with the Phoenix Suns. You know, Stephon Marbury was a nice player,
yeah,
who was a third-team All-NBA selection twice. This ain't a freaking five-time first-team All-NBA selection, fresh off a finals appearance. And then he compared, because he was going from all his stops, then he compared 34-year-old Lenny Wilkins with the Seattle Supersonics back in the day. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. And none of those teams were coming off finals appearances. That's what... The thing that is just so, like, I cannot wrap my head around it is you, and this is what the whole book is, that I wrote is about, the pressure to build around a prodigy, kind of build it or they might have to leave kind of thing. And by the way, Luka clearly did not want to leave. I did think there was going to be a time where he might be forced almost to make that decision, because I thought they were going to flop in trying to build a finals contender around them. I was wrong. They succeeded. And in doing so, gave up all those picks. That's fine if Luka's still here. You decide to dump the guy months removed from a finals appearance? Mm. It's insane. And hey, all of the flaws that we've seen with Luka are like, those legitimate.
Yeah.
The weight fluctuations, the condition concerns, all that stuff's true. It didn't stop him from averaging 34, 10, and 9 and taking you to the finals last year. He's been a five-time first-team All-NBA selection. You know, is conditioning concern? Yes. Is his petulance sometimes, you know, a concern? And sure. Look at a list of NBA superstars, though. And I'm just going to tell you, Luka's not on the high end of the spectrum in terms of high maintenance. You know, I'm here in Sac now. Whether the Mavs win or lose, I got to get on a flight and go to Memphis. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, Luka plays more than all these guys. Zion Williamson, I mean, even like a Kevin Durant. In both durability and just drama, Luka's not on the high end of high maintenance for NBA superstars, but Nico didn't want to deal with him anymore. He decided to dump him, and the only explanation you can get out of him is just like it's like one of those dolls with a freaking, you know, where you pull the string, defense wins championships, defense wins championships. Dude, there was one series in there where I end it with the whole thing where I'm pushing him on the picks, and I end it with, you know, something along the lines of saying, so you didn't believe that the core of the team that went to the finals last year with Luka as a centerpiece could continue to contend for titles. And he said, I'll say it again. Defense wins championships. Dude, you won a Western Conference Finals championship last year.
Yeah.
You got smoked in the finals. But by the way, defense wasn't your problem in that series. And if it was, why'd you go get Klay Thompson this summer?
Mm.
Shooting was your problem in that series. That's why you did it. So it's just, that's the thing. If you're going to make a move this controversial, you got to be able to explain it.
Yep.
And Nico Harrison has completely failed in that regard. And for 57 minutes yesterday in a you know, room I've never sat in the American Airlines Center before, it was an epic failure.
Tim, why are they seemingly going out of their way to embarrass, discredit, distance themselves from Dirk?
Boy, that's a hell of a question.
Thank you.
That is one hell of a question. And they are fortunate that Dirk wants to bite his tongue. I'll put it to you like that. They are fortunate that Dirk is still biting his tongue. I don't know. Again, I'm not going to try to explain logic that I don't understand. So I'm serious. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
How did
Byron Casey Smith, one of Dirk's best friends in the world, who is maybe the most respected person in his field, was an insane decision. Now, I'm pressing Nico on it yesterday, and he says it's a joke to bring it up. I promise you this. It ain't a joke to Dirk. It wasn't a joke to Luke either. So, and by doing something, and did they go to the finals last year? Yeah, they didn't go to the finals because they fired Casey Smith. They went to the finals somehow despite it. Mm.
Tim McMahon from ESPN joining us here. Tim, we've heard a lot about the tone being important with this discussion with Nico yesterday, as opposed to just the straight read of the quotes. He still believes he did the right thing. Do you get the sense that Nico has disdain for the critics that are out there?
Oh, he didn't like being criticized. He didn't like being criticized, no. And I assume that's why he hasn't been returning my text messages for a while. Now, you know, were I a PR professional and I was dealing with somebody like me, I'd say, hey, you're better off dealing with them one-on-one, because if the only way they can get to you is in a group, they're going to come right at you.
Yeah.
So just a little bit of advice to, you know, folks out there.
So I know you probably don't really care, but I want to just give you the floor because I mean, it's you and I, we don't have any problem or beef, but we never cross enough paths to become truly tight. But I respected your work so much. I wanted to get you hired at times here at the station. And that's why I'm confused when you get caught in the crosshairs of being out there or some of the reports. Where does that come from? And I hear you joke about it with Windhorse and Bontemps all the time. Just explain why Tim McMahon is in some Mavs fans' crosshairs.
You know, listen, man, because why is QAnon a thing, right? People get online and they go down rabbit holes and they follow crowds. It is what it is. My work speaks for itself. I've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, I'm on a pretty damn good roll here, fellas. So, you know, it is what it is.
Were you surprised they did that yesterday before the play-in tonight?
No, because they were supposed to do it 2 weeks ago. Patrick Dumont wanted that to happen 2 weeks ago. He wanted that to happen before Luka's return, not the day before, the week before. So I don't know why it finally happened yesterday, but that was something that had been pushed back.
Leave us with this. Let's say they have every other media member yesterday leave and say, Tim, come back here, man. You've been doing this a long time. You're on a roll. You're on TV. You got the book out. You understand PR. Give us some advice. What would you say at this point in time? Real true advice that you think could start trying to help.
Who's asking me for it?
DeMont and Nico.
Man. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't know how to advise explaining the inexplicable. I really don't.
But handling it publicly, right? Isn't that the only way to start?
But again, the thing that I do have difficult, like, I'm not very good at being full of crap. And I think to be like in that seat, like in that GM seat, like Donnie was great at it. Donnie get up there all shucks, you know, and he had all like, we love our boys blue and, you know, all that kind of crap. Nico has no, like, he's got no, like, charisma up there. He's bad in press conference settings or whatever that was yesterday.
Yeah.
But, again, what you want is you don't want a guy to have to be full of it. You want a guy to be able to say, hey, we made this move, and here's why. And, you know, the one thing that Nico had in his favor was bringing up, hey, my previous trades weren't popular. You know, the Kyrie deal was heavily criticized at the time. You know, people were down on the P.J. Washington, Danny. Those were mixed, but, like, I'll admit, I didn't like either of those deals. I thought they gave up too much, but they worked out. Those guys were huge pieces. And the reason I didn't like them too much is I didn't think they were going to move the needle enough. I still thought, yeah, you know, if this thing flops, they might lose Luka. And then if you lose Luka, let me tell you, the 27 top two protected pick to Charlotte and a 28 unprotected swap to OKC are steep, steep prices. Now, if Luka's on the roster, you're all good. So those trades worked out. And then they didn't because you lost Luka on your own accord. So, you got to have logic and you got to be able to explain it. And he didn't. So my thing is, like, I can't advise you how to better message your logic when I don't think you have any.
Tim McMahon, the Wonder Boy, ESPN Television tonight in Sacramento. Thank you, man. Keep killing it. Enjoy the game.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Tim McMahon, ESPN on the D&M Leasing Hotline. We send RJ off to Italy.
Ooh.
Next with KNC.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight. You're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.